Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. We're back. It's the old bitch, Michelle.
And the two puppies, Valerie and Nick.
Oh, Nick. Okay, Miss Nikki.
I'm feeling spicy. It's a freaking crazy, frantic Friday. Fuck Friday. Sorry, guys.
Nothing's working.
Again,
and we're frustrated. As a matter of fact, Nicole is going to take the show. Go ahead, Nicole.
Well, I am having an issue with Pep Boys at the moment.
Yeah, you're getting ready to get trashed.
I'm ready to trash Pep Boys. And really, they need to hire some legit mechanics because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And now I had to take my car to a different body shop and pay an arm and a leg. Thank you, Pep Boys, because you guys are fucking idiots. Excuse me. Ladies, what is the term, Val?
ASE. Automotive Service Excellence Technicians.
Oh, that's what that ASE means?
Yes.
Just because they got one, that don't mean they really are one. Can you pay for them things?
I think you can pay for those things. And Pep Boys, I don't think that they're actually certified. So listen up, people. Don't take your car for service to a Pep Boys or a Valvoline.
Valvoline is oil.
Any type of oil, little quick spots, because you're going to get screwed. Screwed. But don't worry, Pep Boys. I'm coming for you.
All right. You finished, baby?
I think I had to get my rocks off with that one because I am frustrated.
I understand. All right, you guys. What do y'all want to talk about first? Y'all want to talk about the Powerball?
I want to talk about the Powerball.
Okay, the
I
Powerball.
I wish I would have won that.
No, you don't wish you would have won that. That money is a curse.
But I could have taken care of my alternator.
Yeah, you could have taken care of everybody's alternator.
That's right. Free alternators.
Oh, no. But I'm going to tell you something, y'all. $900-some million.
Jeez, I can't even fathom.
I can't even think about it. And I'm going to tell you something. Like I said, if I had won that Powerball, and yes, I did have to spend my little $4, $6 on the ticket because I couldn't pass it up.
Nobody could.
But I'm going to tell you something. If I would have won that money, first thing I would have done was hired
to put myself into hiding.
Because I'm going to tell you, that kind of cash, everything going to be on you.
You better disappear.
People who don't know you, people who know you, everybody going to have a sad story. Did you see?
Everybody's going to have a sad story. They sure will.
Everybody.
Like who's the person that won in, you know, from, what was it?
Chino Hill.
They're still hiding, Mama.
And they only won a third of the money, okay?
That's true.
And I'm glad three people won the money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that makes it a little bit more bearable.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you something. That person, I don't blame them. I would hide, too, because did you see? I couldn't believe the damn people hanging out at the liquor store. They didn't even win nothing. They just hanging out at the liquor store because the liquor store stole the ticket. This ain't even about the person who won. They're talking about we waiting for the winner. I'm like, who? You think the winner going to show up here?
Hell no. You got your gangsters on the side over here ready to mug them.
They ain't going to get out of there alive if they do show up. I'm like, hell no. And I'm like, this is just about the liquor store. Can you imagine the poll winner?
Mm-mm.
I'm telling y'all that money was a curse. It is a curse to win that much money.
I kind of agree with you. I mean, at the same time, you can think of all the dreams and all the stuff you can buy with it, but at the same time, there's so many things that come along with money like that.
So many funny people. And how are you going to get more of it?
And that's how are you going to get more of it?
It might pose some greediness in your life. I mean, I don't know. Always have you striving for that amount, I guess. That's crazy.
$1 billion. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I told you guys before, I said if I would have won that money, the first thing I would have done is everybody I love, I'm going to throw them out $1 million. Everybody that I don't even love in my family, I'm going to throw them out $1 million because I want to get rid of their asses. I don't want nowhere near me. Here's your million. Don't ask me for nothing, okay? And then it's like, where am I going to go? All the way across the world. And I ain't going to tell y'all. I told y'all, but I ain't telling nobody else my secret place. But I'm going somewhere where you can't find my black ass. I do not want to be bothered. And the only people who are going to know I'm there are the people who I want there, and they got that $1 million so they can pay to get on the plane and come their damn selves. I do not have to send for them.
That's right.
I'm done. I don't want to be bothered. And I'm going to keep in touch with my accountant, my tax professional, and my financial advisor, because you damn sure don't need one. Because
mm-hmm.
do you know most of the people who win the lottery, they end up broke in 5 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they end up in bad straits. Most of them don't have no money.
I did not know bankrupt, owe taxes.
Yeah. Or somebody, one guy got murdered.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've heard about that. It was on American Greed.
Somebody killed him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, you talk people act crazy over money, y'all.
Oh, yeah, people act funny. Money make it, people act funny.
Money is the root of all evil,
yes,
and that
is
so the truth.
It is. So true.
It is.
But anyway, what would you do with a Powerball? Who wants to talk first?
Well, I was just going to say, if you do want to hide out, you better not do no interviews with Sean Penn. You might get caught up like El Chapo.
Woo, that is crazy.
That's crazy.
How do you guys think that Sean and Kate will be alive this time next year?
I honestly don't think so. I am
so scared for them.
They need to go get help by the army or somebody
because this is what Jasmine explained to me.
Okay.
That El Chapo, he's like fucking Robin Hood.
Oh yeah. He's the biggest drug lord in Mexico. He said he has fleets of submarines, planes, trucks, whatever, you name it, he's got it.
Okay, but he is like Robin Hood.
Yeah. Like disappear and all that stuff.
Girl, you don't know who Robin Hood is.
Yeah,
he takes money from the rich and gives it to the poor.
Holy shit.
I forgot about that concept of Robin Hood. He does do that.
Is he Valerie?
Sorry about that.
All right. See, that's what, because Jasmine told me the truth. She said she wished they wouldn't call him. She said because when that little town in Mexico, because I was like, what the hell are you doing there?
Yeah.
I'm like, the man got billions.
Right.
What the hell is he doing at home in his little hometown in Mexico?
Because he's protected.
And he loves his home.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I had that kind of money, like I said, I'd be gone somewhere where nobody don't know who the hell I am.
Mm-hmm.
But he care of everybody. He opens clinics, schools. He gives people food. He buys people houses.
Community man.
He's a community man. And
that's
people
why he's
love him.
That's
and that's how come they hide him, because they love him.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the problem here is Sean and Kate, I don't think y'all set him up, but I ain't the drug cartel.
Exactly.
Me neither. Stay away from
and anybody that got anybody caught up or a rat or any type of anything, you better watch out.
I know
I wouldn't mess with El Chapo. I would just leave your ass alone.
Yeah, I'm like,
keep on drug lording.
Yeah,
I'm going to just do mine. And nice note, you know, on the TV.
See ya.
Yeah. Never want to meet you in person.
Yeah, never want to meet you in person. See, I don't know. And see, I don't know if they're thinking that they set him up. You know, because they said that they knew where they were. They told them what they was doing, and they were watching them. And the first time when they did meet with them, they knew they were there, but they didn't rush in because they said they couldn't guarantee that they wouldn't get killed.
Okay.
So they started watching, and from that meeting, I don't think Sean Penn and Kate told them anything.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Del Castillo. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think they told them anything, but I think they might have watched them, and I hope that's what happened, because if they think they told them something, they're going to have their head.
Oh, yeah.
Box.
And with a dull knife and very slow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's how they do it. That's
how
they are. Very.
Woo.
I didn't want to think about
it. Oh, God. I seen one. And
you seen a head?
I seen a beheading before.
And
what they
beheading?
No, it's cartel beheading.
Oh, Lord.
And they'll chop
what
you up.
What the hell?
They'll chop you up.
Where you see that at?
On gore.com.
My sister
showed it to me, but I couldn't help it.
And
they
cut
his arm and legs off. And they took his head off and they put his head on his dick.
Are you
serious?
Yes.
This is how crazy.
Yes.
I don't mess with any.
Do they kill him by the hand first, or they chop off the hands and stuff first?
They slowly chop their heads off with a dull knife, and you can hear them like grasping for air, like.
Oh my God, that is gross.
It's so gross and it's so sad. I'm like, I can't watch this shit no more. But just to think that that happens every day.
I know. That's why, like I said.
I want to stay inside.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what they were doing. And like I said, I hope they don't.
They were tracked, GPS tracked.
Yeah, they were GPS tracked, but it's like, who did it? I mean, I just hope that the cartel doesn't think that they set them up. Because if the cartel thinks that they set them up, they're going to kill them. So I just wonder if they're going to be alive this time next year, especially Kate.
Because I heard that Al Chapo had a crush on Kate, and that's really why he did the interview.
Yes, that's exactly why
he
did it.
He had a crush on Kate.
So if they're going to get anybody, I think
they're
going to
get her first.
Sean just kind of got thrown into the whole thing. What he did wrong is post that picture of shaking hands with him.
But El Chapo wanted to take the picture. See, El Chapo is his own worst enemy because his vanity, he wanted to make the movie about his life. He's the one who did all the reaching out.
Well, yeah, you're right. That's true. But he did give him that verse about him being the biggest drug lord and didn't expect him to blow it up and repeat it and put it in the public.
Oh.
And that's where El Chapo was pissed about at Sean Penn. But it really, it's
because I'm going to tell you, El Chapo, just because he in jail, that don't mean nothing.
He's going to get out.
That's why they try to get his ass.
They're going to get his ass.
He's better off in jail because he's running shit.
He ain't better off in jail. He want to be free, but he is running shit.
He is running shit.
And if they don't get him inside of jail, if they don't get him into America in a supermax prison, he will get out again. You are right.
Yeah, he's going to get out again.
You are right. He's going to get out again. And see, that's why his lawyer is trying to keep him in Mexico. Because he's going to get out.
Oh, he's not worried he'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Quick. But let's say a prayer. God, please keep us safe and keep Sean and Kate safe. I don't think they meant to do nothing, but, you know, drug cartel, give them a break, okay? Kate is a nice lady. I even know who she is. She is. I like her. She's a good actress. She's a nice lady. I don't want to see her dead. All righty, y'all. All right, so now let's talk about my little pet peeve. Now that we're talking about money and drug lords and the lotto.
You know what I can't stand?
What?
People who be fronting.
Yes.
Y'all people know what fronting is.
What front?
When you act like, you know, like
something that you're not.
Yeah, or.
Like they got all this money and they got this and they be renting purses and renting shoes.
Yeah,
renting
purses. Can you rent a purse?
Yeah, you can rent these.
You can rent jewelry, purses.
You can rent anything that costs $30,000, $90,000, $100,000, you damn right, you can rent it. Okay? These bitches running around here with purses costing $100,000. I'm like, oh, hell no, you crazy. That's a damn house somewhere.
How? What is it?
It's called
the Birkin.
I don't know. I don't even get why it costs that much money anyway, because I could have somebody hand make me a bag for that kind of money. I start my own damn line.
Yeah.
Call it the Michelle D. There you go.
I like that name.
Yeah, the Michelle D, okay? It would cost them damn $30,000. But anyway, I can't stand that. When people be fronting and acting like they got all of this and talking all this stuff and I got that and I go shopping here.
You should make themselves look better.
Yeah.
It's an image thing.
Yeah, we used to have people come here and do that shit. And I remember this lady came, she talking about she needed some services. And then she gonna tell my husband, oh, but can you help me out because I don't know how I'm gonna pay for this. And he told me that and I said, she left. I said, you ain't giving her a damn thing. Let me tell you what this bitch wearing. Her damn purse cost $3,000. Her damn shoes cost about $2,500.
Line it up.
La, 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 la. Right. I said, you know what? Let me handle her ass.
Uh-huh.
So she called here talking about, well, can you give me a discount? I said, no, I cannot give you a discount, but I'll tell you what you can do. You need to sell that handbag you got. That'll help you get through at least a couple of sessions of therapy, okay?
There you go. Truth for your ass.
Truth for your ass. Don't be coming here acting like you got all this. If you got it, pay for it.
That's right.
Oh, but it just gets on my nerves.
Who comes in here trying to get services for their disabled child or the child with disabilities, and they come in with, like, designer stuff?
People do it all the time, honey. That's
crazy.
How they get over. They just be trying to get over. Like I said, she could have rented every damn thing she had on.
She probably did.
But you should have seen her. You should have seen she was dead quiet when I said that to her. She looked at me like, Like, I ain't from outer space. You don't understand my face. You can't understand what I'm saying. Look at my face. Stay on the purse, honey. Get the hell out. Bye. Hit the door. Yeah, you don't understand what's coming out of my mouth. Sell it. Sell it. Sell it. All right. All right. All right. So somebody else talk. I need to shut my mouth, and I need to calm down because I said I was going to talk slower, but I listened to myself last week. I'm still talking too fast.
That's crazy fucking Friday. We're all a little bit, you know, frantic. It's,
I know, but
it's one of
we
those
need
days.
To calm down. But if my Wi-Fi don't get fixed pretty soon, I'm going to go nuts.
I hear you.
Oh, God. It's the second week we've been on this Wi-Fi crap. Anyway, okay. Go ahead, Valerie. I'm sorry.
Okay, so if you guys didn't know, Celine Dion's husband, Rene, died.
He died. Oh, no, I feel bad.
I
feel
his
that.
Third strike of cancer. He beat cancer twice and then got it again.
Yeah.
Oh. Throat cancer, right.
Yeah. So she canceled her tour right now, and she'll be back February 23rd.
Well, God bless her. You know, I feel bad for her. I saw that on the news. And David Bowie died.
Professor Snape died, too. Alan Rickman died.
Yes, he. Oh, see, I call him Alan Rickman. You call him because from the movie, the Harry Potter movie. Yeah, I couldn't believe he died. I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah.
I didn't know David Bowie was sick.
I didn't know he had cancer.
I didn't know he was
sick.
Yeah,
I didn't know. None of them were sick. I knew Renee had cancer. But, oh, my God, this year.
And I heard from somebody, I forget, but I heard that January is the month that a lot of people die.
It is, December and January. It started with Natalie Cole.
Is that
Cole.
The holidays?
I don't know. I think they try to hang on for as long as they can, and then, yeah. Because the same thing was happening it starts around Thanksgiving. It started last year with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And the bam, 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 bam. It kept going.
Well,
so,
I hope
this year
lightens up because this is a lot of tragedy.
Yeah. Not you guys, Lord. Oh, y'all gonna have to take me to the Boonie Farm.
You get a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I mean, I can't take another. Y'all, I'm tired.
I know.
There's been too much stuff going on, you know?
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's you know, it's so tempting just to say, fuck it, run in a different direction, give it all up, move to an island.
I'm gonna walk with Buddha. Shit, the hell. I'm gonna get the hell. Yeah, I'm gonna walk with Buddha. Have a walk the world like Kane. I'm tired.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, God bless them all. And you know what? I was going to say, David, you got some good ones up there in heaven with you. Y'all got a whole party going on
yes,
up there.
Yes, we do.
Y'all got some heavyweights. Y'all going to have some fun.
You guys are having fun up there with no worries.
Yeah, but anyway, so, yeah, I heard about all of that. Okay, Nicole.
We will meet again.
Yeah,
one
we will
day.
Meet again. Okay, Nicole, go ahead.
Annoying twitches. I have had a twitch in the back of my thigh for the past 3 days. And I have never had a twitch in the back of my thigh
before.
Is
it your muscle?
It must be a nerve or something. But, you know, have you ever gotten an eyebrow twitch?
Yeah.
Right here. Or your lip twitching.
Yeah.
And you feel like everybody sees it.
Oh, your eye twitch. Yes.
But for 3 days, I don't know why. Every time I sit down, I do-do-do-do in the back of my thigh, and it hugs it, squeezes it, and lets release. Squeeze and release.
Well, you know what? You need to get on that thing and stand up and stretch out your leg.
I think I do.
Yeah, do that. Stand on the thing and stretch out your leg, because when I do that, don't do it.
This
twitch
is really wearing on me. I'm like,
and she's shaking her ass. Oh, it's shaking her butt twitch. Okay, but before you leave, you stand on the thing and stretch your leg out because I think that's a muscle thing.
But
I got nerve damage. I get all kinds of twitches. Sometimes I be standing up, and don't y'all see me? I'll be like this, and my knee. My knee just like to go. I'm like, damn, okay.
Don't get in front of myself.
And I got big boobs. I can knock you out with a boom. Okay, I have a twitch in my back go out. Boom.
First, it's like a donkey to kick you and then boobs.
I get you on both ways. I keep coming up, coming down, so you better watch it. Yeah, I be getting twitches at night on my legs sometimes. And I'm supposed to take these little pills, these little yellow pills, but I don't like taking pills, so it's got to be real bad. And then I'll start taking
the muscle relaxer.
Yeah. But, yeah, everybody got a twitch.
But I have to say that the most annoyingest one I've ever felt is in the back of my thigh. I have never felt something like this before. It is so odd.
That's weird.
And it's like squeezing my thigh, and I'm like,
okay, that's kind of weird. I think we'll try stretching it out.
I will try stretching
it out. Yeah, like I'm going to tell you, go to the doctor.
Oh,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Infamous doctor talk. Nobody likes the doctors. We run.
I know, but I'm gonna tell you something else about nerve damage. Just because you know when this whole thing happened to me and I was in the hospital and everything,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask y'all something. What are draws for?
What?
Oh God.
Draws like candy?
Yes. What they for?
To cover your private parts.
Why?
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 Private.
Well, who's gonna be looking at your damn dress? Okay, I'm an older lady, so I wear long dresses and long slips.
Uh-huh.
I ain't wearing no drawers. And you know why? Because
mm-hmm.
they give you yeast infections. I ain't had a damn yeast infection in 20 damn years.
So you have to let it air out.
You got to let it air out. What do I need drawers for?
For
you
jeans.
Think somebody's going to be going for jeans? Okay, when I wear pants or sweats, yeah, I'll wear some drawers. But other than that,
yeah,
I ain't wearing no drawers.
What is it called when you see the lips outline and stuff? What is it called?
Oh, camel toe.
Camel toe. You don't want camel toe in your jeans, but you have to wear the panties. But in a dress, it's okay.
Yeah, but it seems like I said, it's long. And the nurse had me laughing. The nurse laughed at me because she said, I said, no, I ain't got no nothing. I said, what I need them for? I said, I got them. So she said, well, yeah, at least you got them. She said, these young girls, She said, these young girls, they're going to be wearing those slips. And they be wearing them damn thongs. They just like you got on more than they got on. I go, I know. I said, plus my thighs squeezed together. So you can't see nothing. And I'm old, so if you would be looking at my damn dress, go ahead. You would be out over there. What you looking at? I don't care.
You can't see anything anyway.
Yeah, you can't see anything anyway. So I'm just like, but if I ever go to the hospital, I have to say, okay, y'all keep a dress up. I ain't got no drawers up. Okay, don't let nobody see my ass. But other than that, I don't know what they're for. They just keep you, you know. And when you got to use the bathroom, you ain't got no drawers. It's so easy. Everything's so much easier.
I know. It's like just eliminate that cost altogether, huh?
It's not the cost. It's the inconvenience. It's the inconvenience, and it's too much on.
So get rid of those panties.
Well, I'm getting rid of mine.
What about the males that have to wear boxers now? That's uncomfortable for them.
Well, they got hanging balls. They ain't got no hanging balls.
But the jeans is like rubby, like you know the material.
How uncomfortable must that be to have like a sack right there,
or something dangling down?
I feel, I know.
Yeah.
You got a little package right there, like.
That dangles, but
the balls, yeah. I know. We carry them up. They don't have no support. That's why they, that's kind of stuff.
Always grab himself and adjust themselves because that thing is just dangling.
Yeah, those things be dangling.
Dangling, sweating, and all that.
And I think they squish them down because you never, unless they say wear something really, really tight, you can't even see their balls.
No.
I mean, you can't.
Unless they got some big old donkey balls and they're like hanging out.
Like an old man.
And they would have to have, like an old man.
Like that.
You had to be looking real hard because I see some really sexy guys and I'd be looking, I'd be kind of look, you know, but I can't see nothing, you know. But you know what? The underwear, I think, hides it. They must tuck
it.
There's
extra, like, little, because I know that the little boxers have, like, an extra shield in front, right?
Yeah, they have that, like,
penis
area where it allows it to go.
Yeah, because you got to tuck it somewhere, because I know when guys don't have on those, you can see it.
You know what they should make? Boxes. They should make boxers. I got it. They should make boxers with different sizes in a little pouch area for your penis, your balls.
Hey, that's a good idea for Shark Tank.
Woo!
And there are men who are vain. And just like they go in the store and they buy the big king size rubbers. They buy the big king size little boxer pouch.
I need the 12-inch pouch.
Yeah.
Give me the small boxer with a 12-inch pouch.
You know what? That would be a good selling to call.
I just came out with a gimmick.
Yeah, that'd be a good sell. I think that's kind of a good idea.
That's so funny. Because the guys would never actually see. The girlfriends would have to be kind of sneaky because when they went to go buy this stuff, you know the man's not going to tell you their actual size. So you'd have to be like explorative with it. You
might
have to
bought them the true size and they got upset.
Oh yeah.
So
they
get them smaller, tell them it's a bigger size.
All right, okay, the next thing I want to talk about is, all right, why is everybody afraid of confrontation?
I hate confrontation. I mean, I like it when I'm in the mood, I guess, but
when you're in the mood,
when I'm feeling feisty.
And I'm just like,
okay.
I think, oh God, I forgot what I was going to say. But I'm having confrontation right now with my little sister.
And it
makes me very, it feels really uneasy.
It makes negative feelings.
Well, it's not very comfortable.
It's not.
But actually, you can make a career in confrontation. I did.
Like a lawyer.
Yeah, I did, because one of the things that my boss has loved about me is I can confront somebody, but I can confront somebody and not be an asshole about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
Michelle's the expert at that.
Yeah, I'm good at it. It's like, because I'm looking for a win-win. I'm not looking to tear you down. I'm just looking for a win-win. Let's solve the problem, blah, 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 blah. But I have made a whole career. People hire me because I have, what you want me to do? Okay, I'll go talk to them, no problem, you know?
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. So, but I always wonder why people don't even, you know, because this little crazy-ass girl is living with me. Let's not say her name. We don't want to mess up her career. But she getting her ass out of my house. I went up there. She's moving the shit out now. She's getting her stuff. She's getting it out. Them suitcases disappearing.
Heard the message.
Yeah. She's like, get the hell on out of my house. My little user chick. She using the shit out of me. I'm in a fucking hotel. I'm like, what the hell is this shit? I ain't even seen her. She's supposed to be living here. I ain't even seen her. I wasn't going to take no money from her. She's supposed to have no money. But I'm like, you got to work. You got to do something. I ain't seen her ass. She ain't like, bitch, do you need something? You want me to go to the store? I mean, can I take it to trash cans? Can I get a litter box? Anything? Nothing.
Do you talk?
Yeah, do you talk? I mean, and I said, okay, fuck this shit. I'm going to write this have a letter.
Maybe three, right?
I just stick it up there on the damn TV, say, have your ass out my house, blah, 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 blah. This ain't no hotel. I am done. And so I thought she was in New York. So she said she was going to New York. I don't know. But her ass didn't go to New York. She was here last night. She turned up last night.
Did she bring friends over to help
no,
her?
No, I don't think so. She been sliding that stuff down the stairs by herself. She can't lift it. It's very heavy because when she moved in here, my brother helped her. The stuff was so heavy. I was like, God damn.
She is kind of skinny.
And she's little. She ain't that big. She's tall and she's thin.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been sliding down the stairs. But I went up there and I'm like, you know, because tomorrow she only got two more days.
Uh-huh.
But I went up there. She done inflated the bed. And I'm like, okay, we making some progress there. But see, as far as confrontation, I guess she didn't say nothing to me because I told her. I said, hey, ain't she nothing to say, girl.
It's easier.
I told her. I said, I done wrote you a damn note. I done told you what I need. You never talked to me. You didn't. We don't have what? What? Oh, okay. See, I talk too much. But anyway, she did not confront me. And she'll come right in here and she'll look at me. I go, hello. She took her ass up the stairs.
You say hello?
Yes,
say
hello.
with the side cock of the head or what?
Yes, with my hand on my hip, yes. Anything you want to tell me?
Did she cock her head back and go, no?
No, okay. She didn't say nothing. Okay. She just and went up the stairs. She put her hand down, went up the stairs, because she does understand what I'm saying. And like I said, there's a note up there, so I guess she understands now. We're going to have a confrontation, though, if her ass ain't out of my house by Sunday, because that's her deadline. And I wish her luck. She's a lovely girl, and if I need somebody to sing, I damn sure going to hire her, because she can sing her ass off. But, honey, this chick, she is a trip.
Yeah, some people, you know, you
it's all about her.
Exactly. You can't do too much for them. Keep them at a distance. You know, they're good people.
Yeah, I didn't know she was like that, though. I was like, really surprised.
Mm.
Okay, how many minutes? Oh, we got to go. Everybody say bye.
Bye.